Time to talk habits again, and it is the sixth out of the seven habits of highly effective people from Dr. Stephen Covey. My special guest once again is life coach Sally Tebow. Once again, it's great to be chatting with you, Sally. As we delve into another habit.
Yes, we shall.
So we've touched on the five so far. Number one, be proactive. Number two, begin with the end in mind. Number three, put first things first. Number four, think win-win or no deal. And last week, we talked habit five, which was seek first to understand, then to be understood. And habit six is what we call synergize. Tell us a bit more about what this means.
Yeah, I think this is really, really pertinent for right now. And this is the ability to adopt and embrace diverse opinions in order to create sustainable solutions to the challenges we face. And I just think this is so real for what's going on right now, is that there is not one answer to what we're facing. There are diverse opinions. There are diverse ways to do this, you know, for everybody, no matter whether it's, you know, business being impacted by COVID-19, whether it's the issues at hand, whether it's, you know, the issues are going on in relationships, that if you can embrace a diverse opinion without being triggered and, you know, resistant to other people's ideas, as Dr. Covey says, it goes on to create much more sustainable solutions to any challenges we face.
Okay, so the key point there is without being triggered, because we all have a point of view, and then we meet someone who's got an opposing point of view, and initially we kind of get our backs up when we start that conversation, because we're like, yeah, but hold on, but I think I'm right. So how do we find that point then of synergy? Like what actually needs to happen?
Yeah, well, one of the things he talks about is for you to be open to other people's opinions. Somebody from a different religion is a classic example of that. You have one religious viewpoint and somebody else has another religious viewpoint. Doesn't make the two wrong. And I think that that's what we must be doing right now, is just saying, okay, is there another way to do this? Are we actually embracing a whole lot of other ideas? And instead of this one way of thinking, you know, you grow as a person. But it's like, okay, I can see where you're coming from in this particular. Maybe a little tweak I could use to the way I've thought about things.
Okay, let's put this into practicality. So, for example, we're married. We have those moments in marriage where we have different opinions. We're in business with somebody, or we have a business partner or whatever, and we have those moments, or, you know, even just if we're at work and we have a different opinion with somebody that we work with. Now, synergizing and being able to understand or try and understand their point of view, that's one thing. But then what if we hit a stumbling block in that to go, okay, how do we move forward if one of us isn't prepared to somehow give and take on how we want to do this?
Well, let's go back to habit four.
Right.
Think win-win or no deal. So to me, instead of thinking about the terms of compromise, you think of empowered collaboration. So how do we come together to create a better than we thought possible outcome here? The challenge comes when we get defensive about our points of view and we want someone to think like us, because that empowers us, and that doesn't empower you. That's just manipulation if you're trying to change somebody's point of view. Brené Brown talks about this when she talks about vulnerability is courage, to be vulnerable enough to say, this is what I believe. I'm going to open myself to listen to what you believe, and let's just sit in the middle with this. And we're not always going to agree on something. That's just the way life is. But how good that we bring diverse options, thoughts, beliefs, opinions to the table without getting defensive about, I have to be right.
All right. It's called synergy, and it is habit six in the seven habits of highly effective people from Dr. Stephen Covey. We've been exploring this, as always, with life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow. And you can find more details at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. Thank you, Sally. We'll look forward to habit seven next week. Until then, you take care.
Thank you, Tim.